In Afghanistan, U.S. warplanes continue to attack Taliban forces in their last two strongholds in the country, Kunduz in the north, Kandahar in the south. The Pentagon announced today that more special forces have been dispatched to southern Afghanistan to hunt for Osama bin Laden and members of his al-Qaeda network. On the diplomatic front, United Nations envoy Frances Vendrell held more talks with anti-Taliban leaders in Kabul ahead of a planned meeting of all factions later this week in Europe. From Kabul, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The UN deputy envoy arrived in Kabul over the weekend. Since then, he's been meeting with a number of key players here, including leaders of the Northern Alliance, which prefers to be called the United Front. Vendrell has met with Burhanuddin Rabbani, whose government, driven from Kabul by the Taliban in 1996, is still recognized by the UN and holds Afghanistan's seat at the United Nations. He has also met with the United Front's defense minister, General Fahim, and interior minister, Yunus Kanuni. The deputy special envoy has also been meeting with ethnic Pashtun representatives from the south of Afghanistan and with members of the country's Hazara minority. The goal is to win agreement from all concerned to meet outside the country as soon as is humanly possible, according to UN spokesman Eric Fault, to sit down and decide the composition of a broad-based interim government that could then pave the way for a more permanent arrangement in 2 years' time. Until this weekend, some United Front leaders had been insisting the meeting take place in Kabul. They now appear to have dropped that demand. Foreign Minister Dr. Abdullah confirmed this over the weekend, but so far no agreement on a date or a venue has been reached. UN spokesman Eric Fault.
Mr. Vendrell is now waiting for a response from the United Front to the Secretary General's invitation, and he hopes to leave Kabul no later than Wednesday.
Fault insists that Wednesday is not a deadline, merely a departure date for Vendrell, and denies reports that the UN has accused the United Front of foot-dragging on the issue.
The capital, Kabul, has changed hands only a few days ago. We have arrived only 48 hours ago. So as much as everyone, including ourselves, is very impatient in a situation like this one and wants to move things very, very quickly, we have to give the situation a little bit of time.
We do expect an answer, he said, and we hope that it is positive. There are fears here among the ethnic Pashtun and Hazara communities in particular that the United Front, despite their assurances to the contrary, might not want to share power now that they control the capital. Fears, too, that those excluded might grow impatient and attempt to take by force what they feel is their share. United Front spokesmen, however, continue to insist that they have only a token presence in the city, enough to help maintain security after the Taliban's flight from the capital 1 week ago, a sudden departure that led to a brief period of looting in some parts of the city before the United Front forces moved in. The lack of security in parts of the country taken from or abandoned by the Taliban was underscored today with the deaths of four journalists who were taken from their car then executed as they drove from the Pakistan border to the capital Kabul, in territory not controlled by the United Front. The journalists included a cameraman from the Reuters news agency, an Afghan photographer for Reuters, one Spanish print journalist, and one Italian print journalist. They were killed on a road that only a day earlier had been considered safe enough for dozens, if not hundreds, of journalists to make the drive from the Pakistani border to the capital. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.